March 2009, the financial world is collapsing. Your hedge fund is hemorrhaging clients. Your partners are panicking. And someone just suggested hosting a luxury conference in Las Vegas during the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Sounds insane, right? Yet this moment of apparent madness became the turning point that saved Anthony Scaramucci's firm and redefined his entire approach to business. Most entrepreneurs facing extinction would cut costs and hunker down. Scaramucci did the opposite. He bet everything on a counterintuitive move that seemed destined to fail. When SkyBridge Capital was drowning in redemptions, partner Victor Ovidio proposed what seemed like financial suicide, launching the SALT Conference in Las Vegas. The partners voted 5-2 against it. Think about that. During history's worst financial crisis, with your company on life support, you're going to throw a party for hedge fund managers in the city synonymous with excess? The logic seemed backwards. Yet Scaramucci recognized something his partners missed. Visibility matters more than survival mode. He leveraged his network to secure Michael Milken as keynote speaker and convinced Steve Wynn to host at his resort. The first conference lost money, but created something invaluable, a platform positioning SkyBridge as thought leaders when everyone else was hiding. By 2010, SALT had evolved from desperate publicity stunt to industry phenomenon, with Bill Clinton speaking and CNBC broadcasting live. This visibility enabled their next crucial move, acquiring Citigroup's hedge fund management group, quadrupling their size overnight. The conference that seemed like reckless spending during crisis became the lifeline that pulled them through. This gamble reveals something profound about entrepreneurship. Sometimes the path forward requires leaping over the abyss rather than tiptoeing around it. Success isn't about avoiding failure, but transforming it into fuel for reinvention. This is what hopping over the rabbit hole means, refusing to fall into the downward spiral of failure by making bold, strategic pivots when conventional wisdom screams retreat. That childhood lemonade stand that flopped? That paper route where customers didn't pay? Those weren't just cute stories. They were your MBA. Scaramucci's hood ice cream truck venture during the Boston Marathon taught him more than business school ever could. When unseasonably cold weather killed sales, he lost 50% of his investment and his Italy trip. But he gained something priceless, understanding that being a one-trick pony is business suicide. Years later, when building SkyBridge, he obsessively diversified rather than betting everything on one strategy. Failure isn't the opposite of success, it's its prerequisite. When Scaramucci got fired from Goldman Sachs early in his career, he didn't blame others. He admitted he lacked the technical skills for that position. This honest self-assessment led Goldman to rehire him later in sales, a role perfectly suited to his strengths. Your failures reveal your gaps, but only if you're willing to look honestly rather than defensively. Every time you use ought, you're living in an alternative reality where you're entitled to outcomes you didn't earn. Stop asking, why me, and start asking, what now? This reframing transforms obstacles from permanent roadblocks to temporary challenges. After leaving Goldman Sachs, Scaramucci visited a former bond trader's lavish new office, imported Italian marble, oak carvings, museum-quality art. He predicted failure within a year. It took two. The extravagant spending revealed arrogance and misplaced priorities. Contrast this with legendary investor David Tepper's nondescript New Jersey office, focused entirely on ideas. The lesson? Don't waste money looking successful before you actually are. Entrepreneurs face three critical mistakes. First, thinking you can do it alone. While controlling expenses matters, people generate ideas, build relationships, and create solutions. They're your most important asset. Second, overcomplicating your idea. Bottled water seemed ridiculous, yet spawned a massive industry. Howard Schultz built a $100 billion empire, adapting Italian coffee culture to America. Great entrepreneurship is less Einstein and more MacGyver, seeing familiar things through creative lenses. Third, trying to reinvent the wheel. Virgin Airlines didn't create air travel, they restored glamour. Apple didn't invent phones, they reimagined them. When handling his toxic Lehman Brothers relationship, Scaramucci played an immature prank calling from a senior executive's office suggesting a mud wrestling match. Years later, he deeply regrets this vindictiveness. But at a later SALT conference, he reconciled with that former manager. Your ability to forgive others and yourself is liberating and essential. Mark Zuckerberg didn't set out to become a billionaire. He wanted to connect people online. The wealth came as a byproduct. This distinction is crucial. If your only motivation is financial, entrepreneurship isn't for you. The dream must come first, with rewards following through vision and relentless effort. Scaramucci learned this from his uncle Anthony DeFeo, a D-Day veteran who worked as a D-Day veteran who worked as a produce manager for 40 years, valuing honor and family above wealth. His example shows the difference between decisions driven by passion versus money alone. True entrepreneurship comes from obsession, something you'd pursue even without guaranteed payoffs. This requires resilience to external opinions. If you need constant approval, entrepreneurship will destroy you. Ask yourself, can you handle public scrutiny and potential failure? Believe in your own success. Your attitude becomes self-fulfilling. Instead of asking, why do I think I can succeed, ask, why not? Netflix transformed from mailing DVDs to streaming giant because Reed Hastings convinced his team they were revolutionizing media consumption, offering them purpose beyond money. When markets collapsed in 2007, Scaramucci flew 10,000 miles to Australia to meet Richard Howes face to face. That decision saved his company. Richard honored his commitment with $100 million, the lunar module that kept SkyBridge alive. No entrepreneur succeeds alone. The right partners multiply your capabilities and compensate for your weaknesses. Great partnerships require integrity above all, alongside intelligence and energy. Find people more talented than yourself and create a team-first mentality. Communication is the lifeblood. Partners can't read minds. The more uncomfortable a conversation seems, the more essential it is to have it. As Stephen Lessing says, relationships are never stagnant. They're always moving forward or backward. Follow Lee Cushing's philosophy. Always leave money on the table for your partners. When partners benefit handsomely, they'll return. When Scaramucci's daughter needed surgery, business contact Keith Banks helped connect him with the right surgeon, transforming their relationship beyond transactions. Meaningful influence requires reciprocal relationships, exchanges that don't need financial equality, just mutual effort. Bill Parcells' Giants won Super Bowl XXV through teamwork, not star power. Successful businesses need complementary teams where no one cares who gets credit. Physical proximity matters, like Michael Bloomberg's swamp tank. Close quarters foster open communication. Scaramucci sits among employees in the pit, testing new hires with impossible tasks to assess resourcefulness. Leaders must own office culture, since company ethos flows from the top. As Jim McCand of 1-800-Flowers advised, I have never benefited from waiting to fire someone. Raising $500 million requires $3 billion in no's. Like baseball players succeeding 30% of the time yet becoming all-stars, salespeople need volume and persistence. After rejection, offer value, send helpful information to maintain relationships. Always ask for referrals, transforming failures into information exchanges. Effective selling builds authentic relationships, not aggressive tactics. Leave a trail of good karma everywhere. Treating people well without expecting immediate returns creates networks of goodwill that eventually benefit your efforts. Scaramucci helped his 12-year-old daughter Amelia conquer stage fright by having her perform God Bless America at Shea Stadium before 50,000 people. Through meticulous preparation, she delivered a flawless performance that taught her a profound lesson. I am enough. This is the essential mindset for entrepreneurial success. Conviction that you can overcome inevitable failures and navigate challenges. When facing intimidating audiences, remember a crowd is just individuals. Focus on one person at a time through eye contact to relax and appear authentic. Drawing from Michael Jordan's wisdom that work eliminates fear, thorough preparation conquers anxiety. Amelia's success came from practicing everything, her song, walkout, even adjusting to the stadium's 3-second audio echo. Embrace failure as education, build partnerships based on mutual benefit, and sell with integrity. Someone must go first with a favor, which naturally encourages reciprocation. Even small interactions matter. How you treat a server might reveal your character to a potential client nearby. You are enough. Now, prove it.